What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I think about this for a second. We are going to watch football on Saturday and Sunday, and it won't suck. We spent so many weeks watching bad football, including Wild Card Weekend, but Divisional Weekend will be special, and we got a lot to talk about throughout this show. Lamar Jackson versus Josh Allen, the Chiefs trying to three-peat, the Lions trying to prove they're not losers. We'll make our picks later as well. We'll talk to you throughout the show. But I think as society, we like to blame somebody. We like to pick a side and say it's your fault. It's your fault. It's your fault. So as we sit here on this Friday, and it seems inevitable that Pete Alonso and the New York Mets are going through a very public divorce. Let's pick a side. Who do you blame? Do you blame Pete? Do you blame Scott Boras? Do you blame Steve Cohen? Do you blame David Stearns? Because they're not better off apart. I think we could all agree on that.
Right.
Especially on a short-term framework contract. They were always better off making a deal. So for mommy and daddy to be divorcing, are we pissed at mommy or are we pissed at daddy?
I'm pissed at Pete Alonso.
Why?
Because Pete Alonso got convinced, talked into firing his agent. This is making an assumption now. Firing his agent and hiring Scott Boras so that he could be one of the highest paid players in baseball. And I'm sure somebody told him that, convinced him that that was true. And when you do something like that, I mean, Pete, he's not realizing that as great as he is and what New York and New York Met fans viewed him as in that little like bubble, he's not Juan Soto. He's not Aaron Judge. He's not these elite of the elite that are five-tool historically, using that cliche, and deserves to be one of the highest paid players in baseball. He had his niche. Like, he had his little, I'm great at this, let me be great at this, and let me do it for a team for my entire career and be revered here. And if we win a championship, I'll be legendary here. And he got talked into doing something stupid.
Yeah.
So I blame Pete.
I agree with the way you frame that. Pete Alonso done screwed up. 2 years ago, he was offered a long-term contract from the Billy Epler-led New York Mets, and he said no. Mm-hmm. He changed his agent. He hired Scott Boras. And I can promise you this about Scott Boras. He's done this with many, many people in his career. I've heard firsthand stories. He whispers sweet nothings into your ear.
Yep.
And sometimes he comes through on those sweet nothings, and sometimes he fails. He has failed Pete Alonso. But my issue with the Mets right now is not that their offer was bad or their offer was insulting.
Because it was insulting.
Well, you know what their offer was? Let's be fair about the context of this. A 3-year, $68 million contract is basically the same offer they made 3 years ago or 2 years ago, minus the years.
Yes.
It's the same average annual salary.
Yes.
So the Met view of Pete Alonso in terms of how much he should make per year has always stayed the same. They're just telling you, we don't want to give it to you over 6 years. It's not that it's a terrible contract. And who knows? Maybe that's the best Pete's going to get. My issue is, if you're in marriage counseling and you're far off on what will make him happy and what will make her happy, do you just walk away before it's over? Because this is not over. If Pete Alonso can't get more than what the Mets are offering, then how should he not be a New York Met? And my understanding about what's happening right now is the Mets are moving on. The Mets are saying, hey, we made you an offer.
Yeah.
We're going to go spend our allocation of funds elsewhere.
But I think you're making the assumption that the Mets view him as a steady or ascending product, and he's just not.
I know he's not. I'm not arguing he is. I'm arguing even as a guy who isn't ascending, he is still a very reliable ball player.
Yes.
Who gives the Mets a better chance of winning in 2025 if he's on the roster.
Yes.
Nope. By the way,
you can't debate that.
That's what I'm saying to anyone who's like, oh, screw him, let him go.
Right.
The Mets are not better off without him in the short term. And by the way, all these contracts are short term. So it's not like we're even talking about a 6-year deal anymore. So what bothers me and why I do have some anger at the Mets, until it actually happens, because right now Pete Alonso is still a free agent,
right,
is I don't like the idea of them walking away from this.
So who are you blaming most for the divorce, the potential divorce? Because it hasn't actually happened yet. They're just in a separation period.
Right, right.
Literally not attached one way or another.
I think right now, as it stands today, Scott Boras and Pete Alonso are being unreasonable. Mm. They're asking for things that don't exist. They're asking for things that are not even in the marketplace. But what would bother me, and this is possible, my fellow Met fans, is Pete never gets what he's asking for. And now when he signs with Toronto or Anaheim, he ends up signing for the same, if not less, than the Mets. That cannot happen.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the New York Mets, the door always needs to be slightly open. Even if they sign Tanner Scott, even if they sign Kirby Yates, even if they sign A.J. Minter, because they're not signing a first baseman. It's not like they're going to replace him with somebody.
Yeah, that's Vientos' job.
So, well, or Pete's job, in my opinion.
No. I mean, if they move on, if they do not make any effort to actually sign him, they know what they're doing at first base.
Mark Vientos is the first baseman. They're going internal at third. So where I'm worried, because it's not over yet, is I don't think this would be smart to walk away. Again, think about marriage counseling. Right now, things are heated. He's yelling at her. She's yelling at him. You feel like you're a million miles away. Until the divorce is final, there's no reason to give up on this. And the reason it bothers me, I want to make this clear, has nothing to do with homegrown or I love Pete or I want him to spend his entire career here. Those things are true, but they're irrelevant to what I'm saying right now. What I'm saying right now is, and argue with me because I don't know how you can, the Mets' chances of winning in 2025 are better if Pete Alonso is on the team. Period. Stop.
This is true, but we saw last year, nobody expected the Mets to go where they went.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody thought that they were one of the two teams left standing, going to be the two teams left standing in the National League. Nobody saw that. And it didn't seem like their roster was good enough. It didn't seem like some of these offseason moves that David Stearns, short-term deals on question mark pitchers. I'm not saying they're questionable, but question mark pitchers was going to work. Yet somehow it did.
Absolutely.
So maybe if you're a Met fan, we should just pause, take a time out.
I don't believe in pausing. Hold on.
And give David Stearns the benefit of the doubt.
Okay. Can I?
Because he's done this market environment, as we all have known and know his history in Milwaukee. And he kind of did it last year.
I'm glad you said that.
In a way that nobody saw coming.
I'm glad you uttered that. Hey, pause. We should trust David Stearns. Mm. I've talked to you about this a lot, especially recently. I've said a lot of stuff on the radio. I've said a lot of stuff on the Rico. While I disagree with David Stearns clearly about this,
mm-hmm.
have I ever said I don't trust him as an idiot?
No, not. So we don't get so upset.
No.
In real time, when this Pete Alonso thing plays out, we all know what's happening. Pete Alonso screwed up, right? The fault is clear. And even if it is Scott Boras, it's still Pete Alonso because he works for you.
You're right.
You are right about that. I don't want to hear anybody blame Scott Boras. I don't want to hear it. Right? We know what Scott Boras is all about. We know it. We talked about it. You have your opinions on him. He's still not the boss.
Right.
Pete's still the boss. So even if it is Scott Boras' fault, it's Pete Alonso's fault because he's the one that has the final say.
I understand. I get that. You can be critical of this decision, of the decision to walk away from Pete Alonso, mm-hmm. while simultaneously saying, hey, I trust David Stearns. I can trust someone without agreeing with them. Like, this isn't fire David Stearns. This isn't he's an idiot. This is, hey, David, man from Milwaukee, as we used to call him, I disagree with you. That's what this comes down to. So we don't have to go hyperbolic about it. I haven't. I'm telling you, in my opinion, the New York Mets are better off with Pete Alonso on this baseball
now,
team in the short term.
If they get back to the NLCS, mm-hmm. I'm going to say they'd still lose to the Dodgers because they signed Roki Sasaki and, right. and everybody else right. that decides to come from international destinations. But let's just say they get right back to where they were.
Yes.
Are you going to sit here and say, you know, I was wrong?
Of course.
I was wrong.
Of course.
Pete Alonso was great. We loved him. But you know what? David Stearns was right.
Well, hold on. Two things can also be true. The Mets could have a great season, uh-huh. while the decision to not bring Pete back can be a bad one. Like, those two things can be true. You know, one thing I've heard a lot about, I was actually arguing with Sal about this briefly as we were handing off shows. Sal was saying to me, because we've argued so much about the Mets over the years, and as he's brought up on the air, he was bringing up DeGrom. Evan, you were wrong about Jake. It was all emotion. And I admit, by the way, with DeGrom, a lot of it was emotion.
Right.
With Pete, it's not. It's literally, I'm talking baseball. I think the Mets are better on a short-term deal with Pete Alonso. The emotion I can put aside. But I said to Sal, I'll say this to everybody else about DeGrom. You didn't win that yet, bro. Mm. There are still 3 years left on his deal. If Jacob DeGrom wins the Cy Young this season, we're gonna still say, oh, well, it was a great decision. He's injury prone. Like, seriously, it's not over yet. So decisions on was that a good move or was that a bad move, they don't end in 1 year. They don't end even sometimes in 2 years. You tell me the Mets couldn't use Jacob DeGrom right now? They couldn't use an ace who we're hoping is going to be healthy this year?
Yeah, because they don't really have one right now.
Right? So before anybody takes bows on, you see, I was right about that, it's not over yet. And in the case of Pete, and I put a poll out earlier this morning, and Tiki, I hand it to you. As much as we may disagree on certain things, you got the wind at your back right now. Because I tweeted out, who do you blame more for the seemingly inevitable Mets-Alonso divorce? With 7,000 votes, it is overwhelming that the people are blaming Scott Boras and Pete Alonso. Mm-hmm. And I find it, I don't want to say surprising. I guess I'm surprised by the 80-20 split. I'm surprised because if I told any Met fan, even those that don't love Pete Alonso, 4 months ago, that the Met offer would be 3 years, 68, and Alonso's asking for 3 years, but it's a great amount of money.
Yeah, 90. Say 90.
Right, whatever that figure is, and I've heard various ideas on what the figure is, and I admit, it's out of whack. That's why I do blame Scott Boras. He's asking for the moon.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we say, wow, short-term deal, he's a Met. How could he not be?
Yeah, because why would you let him go somewhere else? And we talked about this yesterday. Why would you let him go someplace else that's easily swallowable here?
Right.
It wouldn't make any sense. But unless there's just a real sense by David Stearns that he is a diminishing player, and as much as we love him, it's not worth it in the long term.
But it's not long term. It's a short term deal.
Even the short term. It's not worth it in the short term. Especially if you can replace him with a ascending Mark Vientos, who does Keith describe him as? Like A-Rod, didn't he? Was that Keith?
Keith Hernandez?
Yeah.
Was that Keith Hernandez compared him to Giancarlo Stanton.
Stanton.
And right, a part physically. Of that is the 27, the muscularness of him,
right.
The right-handed power. That's yeah. a, by the way, and Giancarlo in his prime, sign me up. What are we doing?
And he's, I mean, Mark Vientos is a big kid.
Yes.
He doesn't seem it, but he's 6'4", right? What happens if he comes back and he looks actually like Giancarlo Stanton, muscular, puts some more meat on his body, is just a masher, like the prototypical big first baseman that's going to hit 35 to 40 home runs.
I don't think that happening makes moving on from Pete the wise move. I think Brett Beatty becoming Wade Boggs makes it the smart move.
It makes him expendable. And at some point, they have to. I mean, right now, Brett Beatty is penciled in as the starter.
No question about it. Because so, Met fans, think about this. The third baseman is not going to be Ronnie Mauricio. The guy didn't play baseball last year.
Right.
To assume after a torn ACL in which he's had setbacks, he's going to be the opening day third baseman, to me, is very naive. And by the way, Luis Angel Acuna, I love the kid. He didn't exactly tear it up at AAA. So mm-hmm. I don't think we should assume he's the third baseman or second baseman. It is likelier than not, Tiki, you're right, that the replacement for Pete Alonso, and I want everyone to digest this, is Brett Beatty.
In the lineup. At first base, it'll be Vientos, but it'll be Beatty at third.
His replacement in the lineup is Brett Beatty.
Yes.
Who do you blame, Tommy? Because I know you want Pete back.
I do. I blame Scott Boras because I think Pete Alonso is impressionable. One might say whimsical. And I think he's just getting really, really, really bad advice from this guy.
I think that's a good read.
He's getting horrible advice.
I think you're right. And he bought it.
Yep.
Sitting down over dinner or whatever the heck they were doing, just hyping him up. He's like, oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Now, because I think a lot of people...
Yeah, that sounds right.
I think a lot of people think that Pete might be a bad guy. Like, he's like Kaiser Sose. Have you ever seen...
he's not a bad guy.
Like, deep down, he's the villain. I don't think
he's not
is.
A villain.
I think he's just impressionable. And I think that somebody told him, hey, hire Scott. Whoever that was, maybe we blame. And hiring Scott has been a bad move.
I'll tell you something else Scott screwed up on. So whenever there are leaked reports, we always like to identify where'd it come from. Like, who had the motivation to leak it? So last night after our show ended...
Oh, you know it was the usual suspects.
Of course. Last night, the New York Post had the Mets offer. It got leaked out, right? And I think we all know that Scott Boras leaked it out.
Mm-hmm.
And his effort to leak it out was to make the Mets look bad.
Yes.
Saying, wow, they only offered 3 years, $68 million. Here we are less than 24 hours later, and despite that offer, 80% of the people that I polled on social media are saying it's Scott Boras' fault.
Because you see the counter. You see what the other side of it was. And people are saying, because we had this in the Mets chat, $36 million a year, people think?
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah, there are thoughts that what Scott is asking for in return is insane, like in the 30s with opt-outs.
Right.
And the problem is no one's offering that. So,
and nobody's offering it, but it's also not the market for his position.
I totally agree. That's why all I'm asking as a fan and where I'd be annoyed, because this isn't over yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's a divorce that appears to be happening. It hasn't happened yet till he signs somewhere else, is I will be very annoyed if he has to settle for what the Mets offered, or dare I say less, and it's not the New York Mets.
Yeah.
That would bother me.
I don't blame you.
I don't care. I mean, as much as I'd love to add Tanner Scott, and I would, and as much as I'd love to add A.J. Minter and Kirby Yates, and I would.
Well, don't you?
I would simply say, all right, Steve, thank you very much for all the money you've spent. Can you spend a little more to get this guy back?
So for a second, pause and take the champion for Pete Alonso hat off for a second. If you were looking at the Mets, what was the biggest issue for a lot of last season? It was the bullpen. Like,
for a big part of last year, you're right.
Like, what the heck are we doing? Who's setting up? What, I mean,
Diaz had his own issues.
Is Diaz going to be the guy that he was before the injury that signed
lost
that
his
ridiculous
closer role?
Right, he lost the closer role.
Yeah.
So if you are David Stearns after weathering that, and it was a hard weather that they weathered with the bullpen, isn't that your priority this year? Obviously, Juan Soto was the priority.
Forget Soto's a great player. We all love that he's here.
Right. Next. But I'm just talking about when last season finished, what are our priorities? Number one's Juan Soto. It's not even number one. It's just the halo sitting above everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't the first thing have been, we have to get our bullpen right?
So, yes and no. Here's my answer to this, because Hoff asked me this last night in the Rico, and he made me think. He said, would you rather have Pete Alonso or Tanner Scott and a second bullpen arm?
Mm-hmm.
And you bring up a great point. Like, the Met bullpen was an issue last year. But one thing I know about bullpens, they're very up and down year to year. And while I love Tanner Scott because he's been great for multiple seasons, there's a decent chance the brilliance of David Stearns, you told me I should trust him, is going to find someone out of that bullpen like Dednell Nunez was for a portion of last year.
Right.
And the bullpen could work.
You trust him to do something that you don't even recognize as a great move.
Yes.
Yeah.
And look, I even think last year when he brought in Ryan Stanek and Phil Maton, they turned out to be pretty good moves down the stretch, while Alonso and a bat are more sure things. So if you're asking me to choose, and I don't want to have to choose, why can't I have everything? I mean, honestly, that's the way I feel as a Met fan. Go improve the bullpen, go keep Pete. I'd want it all, but that's the problem. I don't want to choose. And again, if Pete Alonso ends up getting what Scott is asking for, which is over $30 million a year, while I will be upset, I'll understand it. David had his value. The Mets disagreed. This other team came in and got him. What I am fearful of, and what would piss me off, is if they don't get what Pete's asking for, and the Mets still don't give him what they just offered him because they've moved on to sign Kirby Yates. That would bother me.
I think the better question is, do you think Beatty or Acuna could take a Mark Vientos-type leap? Because Vientos went into last year. They didn't even want to play him the previous regime, and now he's a superstar.
Tommy,
can those guys make that leap?
My counter to that is, sure they can, but under my plan with the Mets, they would have had that chance even if Pete was here. the DH spot would have offered that opportunity. Mm-hmm. Second base would have offered that opportunity. Jeff McNeil should not be guaranteed 600 plate appearances. I'm sorry. And even playing a little bit of left field with Nimmo moving to center. Mm-hmm. There were ways, and I laid them out all year, right, for those guys to get those opportunities to make the jump while Pete was also here.
I agree with you, but we are here. So we're here. We got to figure this out. So if Alonso does walk, does Beatty and or Acuna make that leap?
Well, we're not here yet. Mm-hmm. And desperate times call for desperate measures. So when we come back, we'll get to your phone calls. It's not going to be all Pete Alonso today. Don't worry. We got a lot of football to talk about, the Jet coaching search. But when we come back, I have a last ditch, dare I say, Hail Mary effort to save Pete Alonso and his New York Met future. And I warn you guys, I had to do it. That's all I'll say. I will unveil it when we come back. I'm sorry. I'm just apologizing in advance. Desperate times call for desperate measures. As we try to figure out what went wrong and why this divorce is occurring, I realize that I've got to do my part and I've got to try something. Much like Scott Boras is trying Hail Mary leaks, I am now attempting my Hail Mary to save the relationship between the New York Mets and Pete Alonso. And for whatever reason, as I said this going into break, Tiki was calm, like, cool, whatever, I support you, Ev.
Mm-hmm.
Sean was very worried. Like, what do you think I'm going to do? Like, well, what are you so worried about? That I'm going to do something Hail Mary-like to save the relationship between the New York Mets and Pete Alonso? What could it possibly be?
I'm very worried I'm not going to be able to be in the same room as you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's back. And it's back because I need it back. I currently have in my possession, in my hands, my beard.
It's garbage that you're even considering cutting your beard.
The beard is now in my hands. I know we're not on SNY. That's fine. Maybe they should put us on at 2 o'clock. But I am holding the beard in my hands. Tiki, can you describe the
even,
beard?
I don't even want to
Bro,
look
I'm
at it.
Bro, I'm going to gag. Don't do that. Honestly, don't do it. Not even for the radio. I'm going to gag.
What are you going to get? Right? Tommy, is he throwing up back there?
Dry heaving, I would describe it as.
Tommy, you seem to be the calmest right now. You think this is smart, right? This is cool. I have the beard in my hand.
I think it's probably serial killer level, but smart. So if it leads to Pete Alonso, cool.
Now, the question is,
what are you planning on doing with that patch of, I don't know, 6-month-old beard?
Well, 6 months, you're being very generous. I think it was Memorial Day, so do the math on that one. I think it's like 7 months. I've been thinking about it because I saved this beard, which I'm holding in my hand. Why did I save it? I saved it in case we needed drastic measures.
What are you doing, dude? That's disgusting.
Why is it disgusting?
Because
just
normal,
hair, bro.
Normal people shave their face and the hair goes away forever. Why, like Dexter's Laboratory, are you shaving the hair and then whooping it out now?
It's not ashes. It's not your grandma. It's your hair.
Why don't we ask our program director? He was the one who helped me save the beard. Why'd you help me save the beard, mister? Because he knew! Because he said Evan is going to keep it for a reason. There may be a stupid reason. It may be a smart reason. It may be a desperate reason. But we need to save this. So you're right, Teak. What should I do with the beard now that I'm holding it in my hand and I'm afraid to put it down? I think you need to put it on your face.
No chance.
I think Tiki Barber needs to wear the beard.
No chance.
Just, I did 7 months. Why don't you do 7 minutes?
Boys, I'll be doing the show on the other side of the glass.
Please.
For the rest of the show today.
So you're not a fan of that idea?
No chance.
What if I put it back on my face?
Please don't even do that.
I'll do it. I don't care.
Bro, how are you going to get it to stick on your face?
First of all, I apologize. There are some hairs leaking out.
Problem. Are you Hannibal Lecter
Bro,
in there?
Your
Come on,
DNA
man.
And follicles are now floating around that studio. Do you understand how disgusting that is? We survived the pandemic. What
is
are you
Yusuf
trying to
here?
Do?
We need some. We need clean up in Mike Francesa studio. Clean up Mike Francesa studio.
Tiggy, I promise you, because I just did it. I just sniffed it. It doesn't even smell. It's odorless.
Bro, he's just a first baseman. Like, in the end.
I think you're actually cursing the Mets right now.
I'm cursing.
With this level of desperation.
Why?
You are, I mean, the great Bob Uecker passed away, right?
Yes, he did.
This feels like Pedro Serrano from that movie.
So do you think we should burn these? Do you think I should float it around like it's a funeral? Like, what should I do with the hair?
If you burn them, go outside, because I do not want that smell.
Should I flush it down the toilet? Is maybe that the answer?
That would be well. That would be perfect.
Thank you. I'm going to give you guys until 3 o'clock. And I want an idea on what I should do with the hair follicles to try to save Pete Alonso and the New York Mets relationship.
Cool. I wish these windows behind us opened, so I just throw them out.
Dude, honestly, you want to do something?
Yes.
We are two blocks from the Hudson River. You should spread them like ashes in the Hudson River.
Is that your vote?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then
have
a little ceremony. And you could even steal my... Remember when I tried to, you know, bring the ghosts up at Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, of course.
I think you go out there and you give a little hum-diddy-hum, and you sprinkle the ashes and the hair follicles in the Hudson River.
I don't think that's a terrible idea
at all.
That's
actually a pretty good
idea. It's actually a very good idea.
And then they'll be gone forever.
That's what you're happy
Thank
about.
Thank God.
All right, so we'll leave it up to them and to you. What should I do with the... I'm trying here, folks. That's all I'm telling you. Instead of turning on a microphone and whining and bitching and complaining or telling you what I agree with or disagree with, we can do that. That's Sports Talk Radio. I'm trying something. Like, when the Mets were struggling and I shaved the beard, do you remember why I shaved it?
Because Pete shaved his beard.
Because Pete shaved his beard, and he was trying to get out of slump.
Yes.
And I was trying to get the Mets out of a slump. And I remember saying that when we were there at DJ's. I said, hey, I'm trying something. What are you guys doing? You're doing nothing. You're sitting here complaining. So yet again, I'm trying something. Okay? You can find it disgusting all you want. I'm trying something. And you know what? You may not support me, Teak. Sean may not support me. No one in the building may support me, but I know who does.
Positive Tommy finds it very disgusting, but I am in support of it, and I appreciate the efforts. The fact that you kept that all these months in your house, again, like it's ashes, like it's your grandma or your cat freedom, is disturbing, but I think it's for the greater good, and I appreciate that.
Greater good of what?
The greater good of Pete and the Mets! The best part is... my wife is sitting on a couch. Mm. We have this section, like, in our house that features pictures of our relatives who are no longer with us. I say, excuse me, honey, I have to get up there. And she's like, what are you doing? And I stand up on the couch, and there's my grandmother, there's my grandfather, there's Freedom, who was my cat, passed away, climbing up, and I grab something. And she's like, what are you grabbing?
I'm glad Evan hasn't invited any of us to his house.
Oh, my God.
And I said, I got the hair, baby.
Bury anybody in your house?
I know.
I didn't say their bodies were up there. I said pictures of them were up there where we honor them.
Oh, I thought you meant their ashes were up there.
I didn't.
I promised that. But I kept my hair follicles next to my dead relatives. And I brought them down, and my wife's like, okay. She had a problem with it.
She was like, thank you, Evan. Get that out of our damn house now.
Just, I want to put you in a world with Evan Roberts in 2028, cheering and slapping with a scorebook another Vlad Guerrero Jr. home run as the apple rises, and thinking that this man kept facial hair in a Ziploc bag in his house for a year. You're a disgusting pig.
At least I do something. I don't just sit on my fat tuchus complaining or celebrating. I try to be active. I try to help. What have you done for the New York Rangers? What have you done?
What have I done for the New York Rangers?
What have you done for the... I'll go through all your teams. What have you done for the New York Giants other than bitch into a microphone? You've done nothing. So don't lecture me. I try something. I try. I'm doing my best.
Okay.
Thank you. I love how I shut him up.
I got nothing for you. I mean, if that's what it's going to take, I didn't change wing sauces all year for the Giants.
That's a nice try. I will get to your calls, and I'll make a decision on what to do with the hair as we try to save Pete Alonso's legacy here in New York.
Gents, I think Evan is legitimately losing his mind.
That's the conclusion you've come to?
Yes.
888-808-1019. Anthony is in Harrisburg. How are you, Anthony?
What's up, man?
Hey, good, guys. Happy Friday to you. So I want a couple things about the Pete Alonso saga here. And I listened to your rant, Evan, yesterday. It was passionate, and I do agree with a lot of it. But I have to say to Mets fans that think that the Mets are doing Pete wrong, the Mets offered or counter-offered Pete Alonso a 3-year, $68 million contract. That doesn't tell me that they don't want him. They want him at their price.
Yes, right.
But they want him. Now, on this other side, Pete Alonso, okay, somewhere along the line, and I don't know if it was Scott Boras or somebody else, but somebody whispered in his ear, say, hey, man, you're like the second Aaron Judge in New York, man. You're going to get paid this big money. The only problem with it is over his 27, 28, 29-year seasons, he's shown a statistical decline that's so apparent that at 30 years old, the Mets can't even come close to taking a risk of going long-term.
Yeah.
So, Pete, this is what I have to say to you if you're listening, buddy. Take the deal. You are staring down a 1-year flyer betting on yourself right now, unless there's a desperate team out there who just wants to throw money at you for the sake of throwing money. You are part of the synergy of the team and a part of the reason that the team is where they are right now. If you want to be a part of something special over the next 3 years, Pete, take the deal.
Well said, Anthony. I think that's a very good phone call. I think the desperate team you talk about could very well be the Blue Jays, considering they've tried to sign so many players. They are in the mix right now for Roky Sasaki.
Right, and they got extra international pool money.
They did. They did. So they have a confidence they can get him.
Yeah.
They're trying to extend Vladimir Guerrero Jr., but the Blue Jays may be the desperate team you described, where they end up giving not necessarily what Scott wants, but more than what the Mets offered. Let's go to Bob in Pennsylvania. How are you, Bob?
I'm well. How are you guys? Happy Friday.
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Well, I see things a little differently. I don't blame either Pete Alonso / Scott Boras or the Mets. I think they're not a divorcing couple. They are a couple in love who cannot get together because they're star-crossed, and here's why.
Hmm.
They need somebody to come forward to give an offer that's a market value. They don't have a market value to play with. Both sides would agree that Pete wants to stay with the Mets, and the Mets want to pay market value plus maybe a little small increment on that. They agree on that. The problem is Toronto is not stepping forward because they don't want to play the game just to help Pete and Steve Cohen.
Which is smart on their end.
I agree.
Let the Mets disappear if that's true, and maybe they can get him for less than what Scott's asking for.
Exactly. But until that occurs, you're not going to get a hard offer for Pete from another team.
Bob, I think it's a great point.
And even Bob, you're making a great point because there's no other signing that's going to replace Pete, right? The only other signing is likely to be in the bullpen. There's not going to be, there's this other free agent first baseman that we're going to go sign, or maybe even one they're going to trade for. There isn't one.
It's very unlikely. I know Mets fans are fantasizing about Vlad Guerrero
Jr.
That's not happening this offseason.
They've shot that down multiple times.
They're not signing Alex Bregman. They're not signing Anthony Santander and moving him to first base. Like, you are right. And that's what makes this thing weird, Teak, that they're not replacing Pete Alonso.
They're not. It's going to come internally. And so, from just using Bob's comparison or analogy there, the Mets have the ability just to sit and do nothing because it's not costing them. There's no opportunity cost for not signing Pete. Like, they're not missing out on somebody else.
All right, but here's the question.
Not signing Pete, because they know if they don't sign Pete, they're just going to fill internally.
But here's the question, and this is the fear I have, and I'm going to lay it out for you, and I think it's reasonable. I think this is a reasonable possibility. The New York Mets sign Tanner Scott, who they are really trying to get.
Yes.
The New York Mets sign, let's say, even Kirby Yates. Mm-hmm. They had two relievers at top dollar. And the Mets are filling out their roster, and their payroll is moving up and up and up, and it approaches the Cohen tax.
Right.
Pete is still not signed. Scott now comes back to the Mets first week of March. Spring training is already here. Mets are set and says, all right, we're going to take your offer. If the Mets are right at the Cohen tax, it's not simply $24 million a year. It's $24 million a year plus the tax.
Right.
Are the Mets even going to say yes to that? And my fear is they're not.
Yeah.
So there may be a scenario where Alonso does want to come back, where Scott comes back to the New York Mets, and the Mets are even going to say, no, we're good.
Yeah.
I know we view Cohen as this endless money pit, but he's not.
No.
He's a big market owner, and I appreciate what he's done, but I think there's lines in the sand, and I think it would cost the Mets Pete Alonso.
I think it's one of the reasons that it was so important for him to sign, or at least hire, David Stearns. Because he doesn't want to be this money pit over and over and over and over. He needs someone who's going to, you know, put on the financial responsibility hat. And David Stearns is clearly doing that.
Yeah. Let's go to EJ in Allentown. How are you, EJ?
Guys, how you doing?
What's up, man?
It's been talked about ad nauseum, but there is a value to being a homegrown Met who plays every single day and averages almost 40 home runs a year.
Yeah.
Blame the Mets on this one. When you throw more than $750 million at Juan Soto, who is not a five-tool player, by the way, and you can't even give Pete 4 years at $100 million,
you know what? But here's the problem with that. See, I think you're wrong about this. The Mets gave Juan Soto that money because if they wanted Juan Soto, that was the cost.
Yeah.
There was a robust marketplace for him. The Yankees were bidding on him. The Blue Jays were bidding on him. The Red Sox were bidding on him. The Mets went as far as they had to go to acquire him. In Pete's case, as of this moment, there's no other competing offers.
No.
So the Mets, and I know this is why I'd be a terrible GM, I admit this. I've said this before. I'd get emotional and say, all right, screw it. Here's $90 million over 3 years. But that's literally negotiating against yourself.
Yes. Yes, because while there is interest from other teams, at least we think there is interest from other teams, I don't know if Toronto has leaked that they really want to sign Pete Alonso or they're just interested. It's really only one other interested party.
Yeah.
And that's the Toronto Blue Jays. And that might be because the Toronto Blue Jays just need guys.
Well, yeah, and
they haven't signed anybody.
I know we're not breaking down the Blue Jays, but what's so odd about them going after Pete is they've got two options if they sign Pete Alonso. And I'm going to do everybody a favor. They're not trading Vladimir Guerrero Jr. before the season. They have a sucky season. Sure, they could deal him at the deadline. I would never rule that out. I'm talking about right now. So if they sign Pete Alonso, it's in conjunction with Vlad Guerrero. Let's just get that out there. So option one is they're going to move the Gold Glove defensive first baseman, Vlad, to third base. That's actually a possibility. And so Pete Alonso, who's average defensively at first base, I've said that, would cause the Blue Jays to take a Gold Glove caliber first baseman in his contract year.
It almost doesn't even make sense.
It kind of doesn't, right?
Right.
Option number two is Pete's the DH. And one thing we know about Pete Alonso, he abhors DHing.
Yeah, because he wants to play. He wants to be that valuable player that can do everything.
And with the Mets, by the way, he'd play first base every single day. Joe is in Levittown. Good afternoon, Joe.
Hey, guys. Hey, Evan, maybe you should hire Scott Boras. Maybe he'll get you a good offer for your facial hair there.
Maybe. You never know. You never know.
If Pete wasn't a homegrown product, would everyone say then, oh, if he came from another team, oh, we got a guy who's 30, 31, he's starting on the decline. Yeah, he's worth it for the Mets, but like you just said, the Mets can't go against themselves. They gave him a fair offer. You shouldn't be teed off if he does accept a lower or the same value from another team because they gave him the offer. And Steve Cohen didn't get to where he was by making stupid business decisions.
I never said Steve is a stupid business guy. I can disagree with their approach. I can disagree with how they value Pete Alonso without saying Cohen's a dumb businessman and David Stearns is an inept general manager because none of that's true. I like David Stearns. I think David's done a tremendous job. Right now, I disagree. I think there's more value in bringing Pete Alonso back than they think. And it's not because of homegrown. I know we talk about that. And yeah, that is a part of why we like him more. But I'm talking strictly most reliable slugger in baseball that even in a decline plays 160 games every single year and it's 30-plus home runs. There's a value to that.
Of course there is.
I don't want to lose that. So the hypothetical of, okay, we acquired him 3 years ago, and he's not a homegrown Met, and he's not about to break Darryl Strawberry's home run record. What's your opinion? Well, my opinion's probably, I don't want to lose the slugger. That's probably my opinion. So I know we frame it sometimes as...
Unfortunately, it doesn't seem like that's the Mets' opinion.
No, they disagree.
Yeah.
I disagree with David Stearns. There's a few things I disagree with David Stearns about. I'll tell you something else where I think all you people are wrong. Not all you people. A lot of you people. I don't know if Tommy's wrong yet, because I haven't asked Tommy. So I'll ask it, and then I'll find out if he's wrong. It's like a test. Tommy, Toronto calls you up tomorrow and says, Evan's wrong, just like he was about Mikal Bridges. Mm-hmm. We're going to trade Vlad Guerrero Jr. And we want a good bevy of prospects. Jet Williams, Brandon Sproat, and maybe one other piece. Would your answer be, let's go, I'm in. We've just replaced Pete with Vlad. We got him for a year, and then we extend them immediately. Would that excite you? Would that be something you'd want to do?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think you're wrong, and I'll tell you why. Can I tell you why?
I just, one thing, though.
Sure,
I wouldn't trade Jet Williams, who has the greatest baseball name in the history of the world.
Thank you. Thank you, Tommy.
When you create a player back in the day, or even still on MLB The Show, you call him Jet Williams, right? So I can't trade Jet Williams, too good of a baseball name, but a couple other prospects, sure.
I cannot trade Brandon Sproat. Now, that may sound random. Here's why. David Stearns has told us he doesn't want to sign starting pitchers past the age of 30 to long-term deals. So what that means is the Mets are never really adding an ace in free agency who's in their 30s, right? It's never going to happen. They didn't go after Corbin Burns. They didn't go after Max Fried. That's his philosophy. If that's your philosophy, how can you take your top pitching prospect who could be ready this year and may turn into a young ace that you don't have to worry about extending for a long time, how could you trade that guy for a bat who's a free agent in 1 year? I would vehemently disagree with that. I think it would be contradictory to David Stern's pitching philosophy. And while I get it, most people would be like, he's a prospect. Who gives a crap? It's Vlad Guerrero. I'd have a major freaking issue with it. Does that make sense?
No, it absolutely makes sense. And you should have an issue with it. But
I think the reality is that the Mets, and especially David Stearns, doesn't see the value in Pete Alonso. And there probably is some kind of analytic, a metric, a monetary formula that they've either created or are instituting. And I don't know this for anything. I'm just speculating because I'm just trying to figure out why emotion is not being considered here, mm-hmm. or why lifelong Metness is not being considered here. It feels like this is rote. This is something that has nothing to do with how you feel about the player individually. It's about his value, his calculated value to this team. And it's not worth it to the Mets based on what they've ascertained in that regard.
Steve is in Marlboro. How are you today, Steve?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. Great show. I have my own theory on the Mets and Pete Alonso.
Yes.
I believe that they don't want him because next year they're going to go after Guerrero, and they know that money's not going to be an issue, and they'll, you know, weather the storm for 1 year at first base, make ends meet, they have to do whatever they have to do. But then next year they get Guerrero, and I think that's why they don't want to give him a long-term contract.
So let's say you're right. Let's say you're right, because Vlad's a tremendous player, and there's a difference between signing him as a free agent and trading for him, which I just told you why mm-hmm. I'd be dead set against it if a guy like Brandon Sproat was in the trade. Then what you do, in my opinion, is I would be talking to Scott Boras about a massive one-year contract. That's what I'd be doing. That's right, Pete. We want you back for 1 year.
Yeah.
And the reason I would do that is twofold.
But it doesn't even seem like they want to do that.
Correct. That's why I disagree with his kind of belief that that's what's happening. Because if that's what's happening, what I would do with Scott is say, here's 1 year, $35 million or 1 year, $30 million. I know that's well above what he's worth, but I want him on a 1 year deal because our last caller pointed it out. I want to be able to move on to Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And here's the great news. Let's say Vlad extends. Say extends. Mm-hmm. Stays with the Blue Jays. Let's say he just doesn't have any interest in coming to New York. His disinterest in the Yankees follows the Mets. By the way, I don't think any of that's true. I'm just saying, what if? You may not get the player. Well, Pete's a free agent. You can always bring him back. You can always pivot back to him. So if that's really what they're thinking, I still would approach this differently. I would go heavy money, one-year contract to keep him here because in 2025, he gives the Mets a better chance to win.
Yes, you keep saying that, and it makes sense. But I don't think the Mets believe that. Or I don't think they're taking it into account.
Here's the bottom line, Tiki.
That's my gut on this.
Oh, no, that's fine. Got nothing to do with that anymore. Now it's go time.
Go ahead.
It's go time. Enough of this. I got the hair right here in my bag.
Oh, my God.
Put it back.
What can I do?
Nothing.
Nothing? Just throw it out? No. What can I do with this beautiful beard hair that I cut back on Memorial Day when I was growing my beard out for Pete Alonso? What do I do with it to bring him back?
Here's what I'm going to tell you should do.
Go ahead.
Because I have this conversation with my wife at times.
Okay.
Accept what is and do nothing.
Oh, come on. That's not what I'm asking.
Accept what is and do nothing.
I'm writing this one down.
What it is and do nothing.
And do nothing.
One thing I've learned is you never sit back and do nothing.
Yeah, you do.
So Tiki is telling me to do nothing with my beard hair to save Pete Alonso. And again, for anyone who forgot, over a year ago, I declared that I would not cut my beard or my hair until Pete Alonso got an extension.
And did it help?
It did not help. Okay.
Turn the Mets season around.
Yeah. Well, no.
Along
that's
with other things.
No. Let's get the story straight. I'm growing it out for an extension. The Mets then get off to this terrible start. The season's going bad. Pete's not having a great year. And I realize I got to try to change the mojo, especially when Pete shaved his own beard.
Right.
So I cut my beard and hair to then save the Mets season. You're right, Tommy.
But it didn't help Pete Alonso.
I mean, he had one of the biggest home runs in the history of the franchise.
Yeah, I mean, 5 months later.
Did they make the playoffs, Tiki?
5 months later.
Did they turn their season around?
The impact wasn't immediate, so I would posit that perhaps if you hadn't done anything,
yes,
then, like I'm suggesting you do now, maybe Pete Alonso would still be a Met.
Would be the fun in that. So the question is, with this dead beard in my hands right now, what should I do with it to change the mojo and bring Pete Alonso back? I got a great idea.
Anything. Just make sure it's outside of the building.
Yeah. How about if I stick it in an envelope and just send it to David Stearns with nothing in it? Just the hair.
No. You have to write a note. And the note is simple. Kept my facial hair. Sign the polar bear.
Maybe it's too far gone at that point. He might sign, but aren't you going to be at Citi Field coming up?
I am planning on being at Citi Field for Amazing Day. Have some big things planned that
weekend. And that is what? Like in a week or so?
That is a week from tomorrow.
Bring it.
Bring it there?
Bring the hair.
And either, do what with
it
there?
Sprinkle it or hand it to somebody there on in the Mets.
So that's what I do. I bring it to Amazing Day, and I sprinkle it at Citi Field.
Yep. Film it. Do a big ceremony. Let the Mets know you did it. Send them the video and say, I mean business.
Or I can secretly get into David Stern's office again.
No, no. Do not leave the hair there.
Put the hair
you'll be arrested
there,
like, and you'll be banned for life.
It's like a ransom note.
You
if you
that,
sprinkle that hair at Citi Field, yeah. I will not eat a thing there until September. That hair floating around, who knows where it's going.
Now, a week might be too long, but I think it's a great idea. I think it's serendipity.
Yeah. I just worry that something's going to happen in a week. That's what I'm worried about.
I'm worried you're going to leave the hair right there like you do your water bottles and...
I'm just gonna leave it there.
Throw an arm on it over the weekend.
All right, as of right now, my plan is to take it to Amazing Day, but I will try to save this breakup that seems pending between Pete Alonso and the New York Mets. So for everybody out there, we're here for you. Okay, we're like a counseling line. So throughout the show, if you need help getting over this breakup, we will take your calls at 888-808-1019. But we have some very interesting football this weekend, including a team trying to do something we have never seen in our lifetime. Our thoughts on the Chiefs' attempt at a three-peat. We'll get into it coming up, plus more of your calls at 888-808-1019.